Hi, Brad.
Yeah, morning, guys. Interesting one, wasn't it? GB never started, really, was he, in the Sydney Cup on the weekend?
Terrible.
A drifting favourite there. And look, I must admit, when I spoke to the stable last week and had a bit of a chat to them, and even the word from the camp right through seemed to be they were a lot more confident with this Dubai on the weekend in the All Age than Doobie in the Sydney Cup. So, you know, he's coming off a Group 2 win in Maidan last time out. The horse he beat has gone on to win a Group 2. His next start over a mile as well. So the form around him is a bit mixed. But, yeah, there's definitely been more positive reports about this Dubai than Doobie in the last few weeks. I mean, they weren't saying by any means that Doobie couldn't win or anything. But just, you know, just talking to the stable, they seemed a lot more confident about this Dubai on the weekend. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes. Yeah, it was a bit of a shock on the weekend with Doobie just never really being sighted in the Sydney Cup.
Now, we know that Aquis have pulled all their horses from Queensland Racing. Is there another prominent stable that's doing the same?
Yeah, Lindsay Park Racing. They've basically come out yesterday in support of Aquis Farm and the David Hayes and the Hayes Yard. And they've decided not to send any horses at all to the Queensland Winter Carnival this year. So, yeah, it's getting to that point, isn't it? Whereas there's a few people now, of course, Aquis did it last week and said any horse that they managing own won't run in Queensland until some integrity issues are addressed up there. So there's been a fair bit going on up in Queensland in recent months. Of course, these Ben Curry charges have unresolved from about 12 months ago now. So, yeah, Lindsay Park have come out yesterday and said that they'll fully support Aquis there. And, yeah, any horses to run under the Lindsay Park banner will not be running in the Queensland Winter Carnival.
Personal point of view, there couldn't be anything more damning, could there? Than
no,
stables
exactly
knocking
right.
back prize money because they're worried about the integrity. And, Brad, you know, two key issues for the world of horse racing is one, integrity, and the second one's the welfare of the horse. I mean, you can discuss between yourselves what's more important, but geez, this is a terrible indictment on the code there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the frustration up there is all around, you know, the Keurig issue these charges or and whatnot, and then we go to QCAT and they seem to be getting a lot of stay of proceedings and everything like this, and people just want things to you know, to happen and results to be handed down either way. You know, like
it's like they're taking the pee
on either side of the fence there.
Yeah, it's like they're just taking the pee.
Yeah. So. Well, it's extremely frustrating, and I know quite a few people involved in the Queensland racing industry from my time up there before Sydney, and there's a lot of frustration about it all, and these actions, I guess, are the extreme measures now to say, well, enough's enough.
The Champagne Stakes is being raced this Saturday. What's happening with a couple of those horses in that field?
Yeah, well, a couple of the last group ones to go around this weekend to wrap up the Sydney Carnival at least, and then obviously we'll head towards those provincial tracks. But yeah, Chenier, this interesting horse for the Godolphin Yard, of course, beaten as a very short price favourite at the midweeks in Melbourne last weekend. Have decided not to come for the Champagne Stakes this weekend, head towards the Caulfield Guineas in the spring. So he'll have a spell now instead of heading towards the Champagne. And Proper Bill as well, one of the main favourites there for the Champagne on the weekend. She'll actually head home to New Zealand. So heading for a spell as well. But interesting to hear for Godolphin that Flit probably should have won the Percy Sykes on the weekend. Just missed there late. Her late sectionals were very, very good. That was over 1,200 though. So she's going to back up now in the Champagne Stakes over a mile with Kieran McAvoy now to ride. So interesting tactic there. Of course, heading up the 400 metres is not going to be easy, but did really have the flashing light on in the Percy Sykes over the weekend.
It certainly had the flashing light on in my house.
Oh.
I was cheering and cheering and cheering.
I nearly broke my toe. Still sore.
Obviously talking to our kick, bro, but that was a massive run. Did you say the sectionals were great?
Yeah, sectionals are outstanding. We'll feature that tonight on the Punters Intelligence Show on Sky Racing, Sky Thoroughbred Central. The last 400 and 200 in particular were very, very strong there. So it'd be fascinating to see whether she can handle that step up to the mile. Of course, still coming very quickly for her, but definitely has a lot of talent. And Definitely stepped up to the plate there at Randwick on the weekend.
There's nothing worse, though, is there, when you hear that the horses run the best sectionals but run second.
Good thing beaten, never got chance, one to follow.
When you've had your money on and you've lost.
It's a great game, isn't it?
You've lost.
It's a good game. Well, battle on, Brad. We'll see you on Punter's Intelligence tonight.
Thanks, guys.